Do you have any names to distinguish, like, say, syrup or molasses or sugar, or kinds of sweetening you've used? Do you ever put molasses in your coffee, or?
No, I didn't.
You always had sugar, right?
Always had sugar, oh yeah.
When sugar wasn't prepackaged, but just weighed out of the barrel, you say it's so...
What, by the pound? I'm not even familiar with that. I can't remember having anything to do with the purchase of sugar when it wasn't in a 2 or 5 pound bag. Now, I'm sure it used to come, they used to buy it by a 100 pound sack. I've seen them do that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my father found 300 or 400 pounds of sugar in the middle of the highway during the Second World War when sugar was rationed. And he called around all over town to the wholesale houses trying to find out who it belonged to. None of them would claim it. It probably was black market sugar. Nobody wanted to admit it.
Yeah.
But we had 300 or 400 pounds of sugar there.
Sugar was
rationed.
And it was hard to get it.
Oh yeah, you could only buy a certain amount a month.
Yeah. Now, if something wasn't imitation, like imitation syrup, you say it was the real thing or
genuine or natural or
okay.
Trying to, I don't know.
Well, what about
that doesn't ring a bell.
You would make you boil the juice of berries and make jam
preserve. Yeah, this is a big dewberry country, we call them. Blackberries or
raspberries?
No, we don't have raspberries, but a dewberry. I wouldn't really know how to spell that. It may be a D-E-W berry. I don't really know. But we call them dewberries, and they grow wild along the fence rows and any kind of natural habitat, and people pick those things and eat them, and still do. And you can make, you can can them, or you can make preserves and jellies and things like that out of them.
Now, to season the food on the table, you just have
salt, pepper, and a lot of people used to put up a lot of relishes and chow type of stuff on pickles and peppers, pepper sauce, things of this type. To be used on greens.
Now, there was a bowl of apples and peaches, so I offered you a peach. You say, no, get...
But no thank you.
No thank you. Give me... Right. You say, give me an apple.
In other
words, if somebody offered you a peach and you want an apple, you say...
Well, if they had both of them in the same...
Yeah.
Of course, if they'd offered me a peach and I wanted an apple, I probably wouldn't say anything.
Okay.
If they didn't offer me an apple. But if I had one there, no thank you, I'd rather have an apple.
Okay. Now, when you're eating a cherry pie, you might
break a tooth on a pit on a seed.
Okay. The inside of the peach was the...
Well, yeah, on the inside of the peach, you had a seed. You had a
did you have that type of peach here that you had to cut away from the...
A clean...
See?
We had both. The old-fashioned peaches were not what they call freestone. You're talking about the newer style were bred for the seed to come loose from the flesh of the peach. And you call them a freestone
type of peach. When you've eaten apple, the part you have left was...
Four.
Did you ever... cut up apples and dry them?
No, I didn't.
Yep.
We really didn't have a big apple eating family. We of course made apple pies and things of this type. Fried apple pies was one of my favorites when I was growing up.
Yeah.